CliffCentral.com.
Here's Jeremy Maggs and Iman Rapeti. Iman Rapeti on ENCA, E-N-C-A. They've just come back from a story or an ad break, and then they're laughing at each other, but they don't tell us what they were laughing at, which drives me mad when people do this in radio or television. Hey, everybody, we're back. You're like, what? Don't leave us out. Aren't we watching your stupid show? Tell us what you think is so funny. Have we ever done that to you?
No.
We tell you everything here. Listen to these two.
Those qualify for ProfMed's comprehensive medical benefits and outstanding service. Do you? ProfMed, healthcare for select graduate professionals.
Right. Why are we giggling?
That's your cue. Off you go.
That's a wrap for us. Moneyline up next at 8:30.
I have one more thing to say. A quick weather check, and we'll be back with you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Good night. Thank you for watching.
Slapstick version of news.
Fuck you.
Oh, wow.
I hate being left out of a joke.
you are really upset.
She goes, should we tell them why we're giggling?
No, I've only got one other thing to say. The weather's next.
She goes, slapstick news. Tell us what's happening. I hate it.
Do you know what the worst thing about it is? Is that if they did share the joke,
it would be terrible.
You wouldn't find it funny anyway.
But I saw this and it made me want to cry.
Maybe Jeremy farts.
Probably.
Well, they'll be out of there in a month now. At the end of next month, they're both leaving.
Why? They're just being thrown after the news knackers.
No, yeah, because someone decided if they want to include their audience and stuff, they've got to tell their audience what's going on. Tell people what's happening, you two. Professional broadcaster. What the hell happened to professional broadcasting? Huh?
Where's Rio?
How dare they? Who's the... who did I see on TV doing the news the other day? She used to do the news for me on 702. What's her name? She's a beautiful Indian woman.
Which channel was that?
On ENCA.
Yuveka
Rangappa, that's right. See, I just needed a little reminder, a little prod in the right direction. Yuveka. Can we get her in here for an interview one day? I'm going to talk to her, find out what she's up to there at ENCA. I want to know what's happening. I want to know what that joke was. I want Iman Rapeti in here to tell us what happened there on the night in question.
What we must do is all have our own speculation.
As to what it was.
And go, right, this is what we got so far, yes or no. Did Jeremy fart? And then we take it from there.
Well, that's your theory, okay. Mm-hmm. Mubs is probably right. It's a lame, stupid joke. Like she probably said, Jeremy, you keep kicking me under the desk. And then before she knew it, the camera had cut to her and they were on live. Anyway, what do you think it was, Sia?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. It was probably something very punny and corny.
Maybe Jeremy looked down and went, geez, Iman, I'm really developing a gunt from all those pizzas I eat every day.
Yeah.
Or maybe he spilled some water into his general middle area.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he ripped his pants.
Yeah, because she also said slapstick joke. So it has to be some, like, someone tripped.
Or maybe one of the crew fell over.
Or maybe he just baby birded his balls and nuts and just hold it there and try to distract her. And she was going, Jeremy, that's disgusting.
Baby birded?
And then he's like, no, it's just a baby bird. You know, if you take your schlong and your nuts and you can baby bird it.
Isn't that something you once did on Facebook, Ben?
Ben did it.
Think of a baby bird, and then you basically pull the sack of bits, and then you got a baby bird. So can you imagine the end of the news? There's Jeremy baby birding, and Iman's going, Jeremy.
That would be great.
Slapstick, and he's going, nobody can see, just you. I would do that if I was a news presenter.
That would be fantastic, Evan.
See, I think this is great.
Do you know what I love about this place? You learn so much just in one morning. I've learned what the popcorn trick is.
Or maybe he was wrist watching when you take the shaft of your penis
and you
strap it around your wrist. And she's like, hey, man, what time is it? And there he is, Jeremy, with his cock over his wrist. She's like, he got me again.
Wait a minute. So you do what?
So obviously with a flaccid penis, right? You take it and then while it's limp, and then you just wrap it around, and it's called the wristwatch.
The wristwatch.
Yeah. So then you got a wristwatch.
So then,
or even better, and then she goes, you know what? She says to her mind, I'm so hungry. I can really do with a hamburger right now. And there he is. He's got his balls, and he's taking his cock, and he's pulled it through the middle.
So then you get
a ball on either side of your shaft, and then you got a hamburger.
Baby birding, wristwatching, and hamburgering.
Now, I'm going to assume that Ben knows about all these things because he's tried every single one of them.
Can you imagine how funny it is?
At some point in his life.
A man looks down and there's a hamburger. There's a hamburger of balls and cock.
And Jeremy thinks, maybe he does this every day. We think Jeremy's so boring and serious, but he's constantly pulling tricks with his cock.
It's penisgami, I'm telling you. The origami of penises.
No, look, this isn't me. This is obviously for Australian people invented this. It's called puppetry of the penis. You can look this up.
I'm so scared to Google it, so I'll give that a pass.
I'm going
to
watch UNCA tonight and just imagine Jeremy.
That brings a whole new dynamic to things.
See, now we all laugh, even though it's not probably the joke.
That's awesome. That is the best theory of all. If that's true, I'll watch every night until they're finished. CliffCentral.com